Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you. If my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you. Take off your shoes and tie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire. Brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got to slip up your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, my spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tap me on my shoulder.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Testing, testing. Oh, wow, this is amazing. They had technical difficulty up until about, I think, an hour ago. And they must have just fixed the system. My sister couldn't even do her show last night. So I really wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do the show tonight. But I am, so I'm a little bit disheveled and unprepared. And my allergies is kicking my ass. So I don't know how long the show will go on tonight. Hopefully we get some listener participation. Hopefully. In the meantime, what I think I'm gonna do is play another song and give more people time to call in. So just bear with me. How's everybody doing on this Friday, April 26, 2024? Summer is a coming. We got some good topics tonight too that I want to discuss. But I'm gonna everybody stay with me. I give more, a couple more people some more time. You know, my listeners are black people time. So let me play another song and give people some more people time to tune in. Okay, we'll be right back with the In the Real with Jay Sean Online podcast.
Thank you. somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled water. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like you. You're my power, baby. You're my flower.
Oh, baby. The flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby.
Y'all didn't know I had that in my repertoire of music. Yeah, that one go way back. That was an oldie but goodie. Or a good old song. Welcome back. I played the long version to give a couple of more people time to call into the show. I don't see as many numbers as I usually see, but that's okay. We can have an off night. But you know how they say in Hollywood, the show must go on. So let's go on with it. Welcome, like I said, welcome to the show, Keeping It Real Show. I'm the host, Jay Sean. Like I said, the system was down until about 45 minutes ago, so I didn't even know I was going to be doing the show. I was falling asleep. So I really don't know how long I'm going to go tonight. But we'll move on with it. I was thinking about a lot of things, and most of us should. because in this life that we live, we all just passing through. We just visitors here. It's over like a flicker of light. And then sometimes you wonder, have I did everything that I could do? Or have I did everything that I wanted to do? And if I didn't, and I still have time, would I do it? Or could I do it? I was listening to the radio this morning, The Breakfast Club. I'm in New York, 105.1. And they were at a, I think they call it a HBCU, Black College. And they was letting some of the Black college students. It wasn't Morehouse, or I think it was Atlantic College, somewhere in Atlanta. But they was letting the college students speak. I mean, they was like 18 years old, 19. Nobody was more than 20. And I was listening to these Black students, females and guys, and they were very articulate. They were very direct. They spoke real, like, what's the word for that? They spoke correct in English, like elegant, I guess you would say. But anyway, listening to these students talk, and they was talking about some serious thing. They was talking about Trump and Biden, and one guy came up there. He was talking about Trump came to the hood, I think in Atlanta, and he went to the Chick-fil-A, and he bought like 30 Black people chicken sandwiches or something. And the Black student, he was angry because he was saying that how happy you should have seen the people. And they was like, oh, he gonna get my vote. You know, he was like, wow, they were saying that because he came to the hood and to Chick-fil-A. Now, that's more than Biden would do, or some of the other ones, to even go into the hood. But, I mean, I guess the thought of getting a vote to run the United States because you bought 30 Black people, 30 chicken sandwiches, kind of stupid. So then another female came on. She was 19. And she spoke about voting. And she was saying, oh, everybody should vote, and it's 19, and I'm a history major. And people really don't know the significance or the true meaning of being able to vote. Because me, I'm not big on voting. I vote sometimes and sometimes I don't. But the way this young girl broke it down, and she broke it down that, like, Black people died so we could vote. Beaten. Tortured. So we could vote. And it kind of makes you think. I mean, because I'm a thinking man. It don't say that you have to vote, but it kind of makes you think about it. And then the biggest one of them all was another 19-year-old boy came up, and he started talking about how people was going to vote for Trump because, you know, he gave out that $1,200 stimulus check. It had everybody going crazy. And he said, don't forget, the only reason he gave out the $1,200 stimulus checks was because the COVID was out, the epidemic of the COVID was here. And it was a lot of people struggling, businesses, homeowners. But what really shook me is when he said, don't forget all the people that died from COVID. My mother being one of them, or COVID complications. But when he said they gave you $1,200, but don't forget all the people that died from COVID. So it was like he killed people, brothers and mothers and fathers and cousins and in-laws, friends. They killed millions of people with this epidemic, and then they gave you $1,200. Now that really made me think. And hard. He gave us $1,200 for each, for millions of deaths. And we fell for it. I'm one of them. We assumed that he was giving us $1,200 out the kindness of his heart. Or is this just something I'm going to give to the American people because we in a terrible times right now? It just kind of made you think. So I don't think I'll ever look at the COVID. I mean, look at the $1,200 stimulus check the same again. Get it, like the $1,200 was a small token for the death of our loved ones. And I learned that from a 19-year-old. Now, whether people that's listening knew that or not, I don't know. I did not know that. But it's just food for thought for all the people that talk so highly about a $1,200 stimulus check or a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. Thing is a smoke screen in this country. Everything, the news, the television, the schools, education, everything. You remember when everybody was saying Dave Chappelle was smoking crack and he went to Africa, he turned down $50 million in wait a minute, somebody trying to 1 second. Oh no, that was somebody called in. But yeah, so you remember when Dave Chappelle said, they said that he was, well, everybody knew in the world, they said he was smoking crack, or he went to Africa or something to smoke crack. And that wasn't the real story. The real story that he did something on Netflix and they didn't want to pay him enough. And he had problems with something contractual. So he turned it down. Powers that be, I guess they told him, if you don't take this money, the whole world will know you as a crackhead. In 1 hour. And they say Dave Chappelle left, and before he got home, the whole world was saying he was on crack. You remember that, when they were saying he went to Africa to smoke crack or some shit like that. Yeah, that's me, but somebody, that's me. That was me talking about the stimulus check. I switch it up out here from time to time. Usually it's entertainment and then education, but then sometimes I reverse it and I deal with education before entertainment. But if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. If you want to go live, you got to press 1, you know, and you want to answer a topic, or you want to just, you know, anything you want to say, you have to press 1. But welcome to, thank you for tuning in if you're a first time listener.
Hey.
Hey, 6313, you live.
It's Naomi.
Oh, hey, what's up, Naomi?
Hey, nothing. This is the first time I've actually been able to listen because I'm in the hospital again.
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 Well, that's why
it
I mean, hey,
problem, so.
You sound okay.
I'm hyper. I want to get out of here.
That's almost like your second home right now, right?
You know, I am going, when I get, like when I get home, I'm going to drive to Patterson and I'm going to stick my Air Force One up your ass, because, yeah. No, it's not, actually, believe it or not, like, I went pretty much a whole year without being hospitalized, but I got really sick, and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right. When I'm seeing you sometime on Facebook, you're not in the hospital, you just there for a treatment or something, right?
No, I go to an infusion center twice a week for fluids to keep me out of the hospital. But, yeah, chronic pancreatitis sucks.
What is it?
Chronic pancreatitis.
Chronic pancreatitis.
Your pancreas produces some of your hormones and your insulin and your digestive enzymes.
I mean, is that painful? Is that painful?
It's worse than natural childbirth.
Oh, shit.
It's worse than
you
trying to pee out a kidney stone.
It's worse than kidney stones?
Yeah. I personally don't know. I've never had one, but that is what I've been told, yeah. But I get out tomorrow. It wasn't even my pancreas. We thought it was. It was actually an issue with my bariatric surgery, which I've had nothing but issues with since I've had it. I need to get it revised now, but I had like a stricture Like, I couldn't eat anything, like, period. I starved myself for almost 3 weeks because nobody would listen to me.
Wow.
Because every time I came to Hackensack, they thought I was, like, a drug seeker. But my pancreatic specialist is now here. She, like, did every test and figured it out. So I'm grateful to her. And I'm grateful I get to go home tomorrow because I've been here. Tomorrow will be 7 days.
Oh, wow. What you going to do when you get home?
Relax. So because I was in eating for weeks, I lost almost 40 pounds very quickly, which is not good. Also, like, my potassium is really low. Like, all my labs are really low, so I can't really drive for a couple of days.
You lost 40 pounds?
In, like, almost 3 weeks, yes.
3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you ready to go home and eat?
Oh, no, they gave me food here. I'm, like, picking at it because you got to remember I didn't eat for, like, 3 weeks, so I have to take it easy. I can't eat everything at once. I have to eat everything slow, so I'm, like, picking at stuff.
So you might have had the what's that procedure you have when they stick something down your throat and look at your stomach?
Correct. I had an endoscopy, yes. And
what is it?
Had an endoscopy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she...
How many of those you had?
I get one, like, every 6 months.
I'm supposed to have
like
one
routine.
Tuesday. I'm supposed to have one Tuesday.
How is it?
Tell me about it. Tell me.
It's nothing. It's literally nothing. Like, you literally, like, you take a nap and you wake up and it's done. It's done with it. But mine was more complicated because they had to go in with a balloon to open a stricture. But yours just, it sounds like you're just having a regular one. They only take about 5 minutes. They give you Twilight. You don't know anything. And you had the best nap of your life. Where are you having it done? No,
yeah,
I'm serious.
You say you have the best nap of your life.
Yeah, the whole, like, 10-minute nap, like, you feel refreshed, I'm telling you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You made me feel better because I was paranoid and stressing.
No, it's so easy. I have them done all the time because of my stomach issues. So, yeah.
And
it's
nothing, I know the doctor told me. I think the doctor told me it was like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then
are
you
having stomach
up.
Issues?
Yeah, a lot of acid reflux.
Oh, yeah, I have that. That's why I have to get my wait list surgery revised from the sleep to the bypass.
You got to do what?
I have to have my wait looks. I have the sleeve. And... I'm having so many issues with it, including, like, throwing up, like, stomach full of bio. I know, gross, I know, but, you know, it's the reality of it. And so I need to get it revised to the bypass.
You had the sleeve done to lose weight.
Yeah, I was, like, 480 pounds. Now I'm, like, a little under 3.
Wow. How about when I seen you that time when you came to fix my computer? How
that was
then?
After my weight loss. I don't remember how much I then. That was years ago.
You don't look like you,
I
don't think you was that big.
That was after my weight loss surgery too, but I wasn't. I never actually made the goal. Obviously, I'm still heavy, but
okay. Oh. Well, hey.
Wow.
You were a survivor. You were a role model. Cause ever since I knew you, I know every. I mean, look, most of the time we correspond on Facebook and something like. And a lot of times you tell me what you're going through. Sometimes your spirits seem low, but most of the time your spirits are high.
I like to be real with people. I don't like to sugarcoat anything. I don't like to hide anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know, there's realities to what I go through. Like, it's crazy because people think because I have money that my life is perfect. My life is not perfect. I have a lot of issues.
Oh, wait a minute now. You're a millionaire?
Do you want the truth?
Hey, this is the Keeping It Real show.
Yeah. It's called Stocks.
I remember last time I talked to you, had the truck. Remember, or you just got the truck or something?
What, the Range Rover or the Subaru? The Range Rover, right?
I think it was the Range Rover.
Yeah. After that, so the Range Rover is not my daily because obviously having a $215,000 vehicle on the daily is fucking stupid. So I still had my Kia, but I had a black one. And then it was part of the Kia recall. You know, I love the Kia boy shit. So when my insurance, when I had to renew my policy, they said I had to get rid of it because they weren't going to insure it anymore. So I did that, and I bought used because I put too many miles on shit. I bought a 2020 Subaru SS. It's a little third row SUV.
Okay.
Fully loaded. I got it for like 26 because I take cash. It had like 36,000 miles on it. But
don't you know that coming on my show and saying you got a $200,000 car.
Nobody knows who I am.
No, me. Uh-huh. and
well, you knew because I told you months ago. You knew. I told you how much I. Did you ask me? And I told you I was on. I'm a very transparent
person. Come on
now. I gotta
act like I don't know. I'm on the radio.
Who else is listening?
I don't know. The world, I guess. They don't know who you are, though.
Exactly. You know who I am. There's a difference. But I told you how much I spent on it when we had talked last time. You asked me. I told you.
I remember when you came to Patterson and you came and you fixed my computer. I brought the computer downstairs to your car. And
I fixed it in like 2 minutes, yep.
You said to me, you want me to fix it in the car? I thought I was gonna bring you up in my house to fix it. But I was scared.
No. I get your point. I'm not like I wasn't thinking at the time, but I'm not a naive like idiot.
No, I wasn't scared of you. I was scared of me.
But yeah, no, I feel so much better since they dilated, like, whatever they had, like, you know, where they had to dilate. And, like, the second I was able to, like, eat something and it didn't hurt, like, I knew, like, I was it was fixed. Like, because, like, I was getting really, like, frustrated because, like I said, like, I kept being dismissed. Like, nobody wanted to listen to me. I always get, you know, and it's a topic too for your show one night. Like, people who are chronically ill that get carded as like drug seekers, you'll never know. You have like a ton of people probably.
Let
me
tell
it happens all the time.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I have a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That has a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and
Mm-hmm.
I think they both maybe had the sleeve or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What you had.
Yep.
And I'm sure they listening to you and this, they saying it's interesting what you saying about the complications that you're going through from the
Well, the list of complications I've had is it caused gastroparesis, so part of my stomach's paralyzed. I have to go for food twice a week because of the sleeve surgery. I like I've had so many complications. And the problem is that they don't, the doctors don't tell you the complications that can happen. You're told it is a relatively safe procedure, which it is for most people. But there is a small amount of people who have a ton of complications. I have friends who are on, like, feeding tubes because of the sleeve, because of weight loss surgery. Like, and then also people think it's so easy.
A feeding tube?
People are feeding tubes because they can't get nutrition because the sleeve messed up their whole weight loss surgery messed up, like, their whole GI system. Yeah. I have a friend that almost died. She's on a feeding tube. I have another friend who did die from the surgery. But again, every surgery has complications, but the problem is that these bariatric surgeons are not talking about complications, only the good things.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? I should do a show on this.
I mean, I could call in and, like, help you with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's probably
so many
people.
You can't do sex every week.
People.
Sex every week, like, I'm sure people are getting bored with it. You know the topic.
What?
That's why, like, I never call in, too, because, like, everything, like, all your topics are about sex every week.
It's a sex.
You know the topics every so often.
It's a relationship.
I understand.
It's sex podcast.
I understand.
No, I get you. I get you. That's why, let me tell you something. That's why I talk to everybody because, you're not the first person I heard say that. I heard other people say that they don't want to talk about, they don't want to hear people talking about sex and everything and all that.
No, it's one thing, like, you know, well, you got to realize, like, I've only seen your topics. Like, I've never, but again, like, I'm always running the kids around, too. You know that. I am my daughter and my stepson. That, you know, I have guardianship of my stepson. Like, you
know
what I'm saying?
But you know what? Honestly,
I'm always running them around.
But let me tell you something. Since you on. And.
What?
That the topics that I put on the flyer, we really never even get to them. Look, it's 8:43.
Well, I don't know that.
I'm just telling you. I've used that to try to draw people in. But listen. I'm not too old to learn. Cause see, I'm listening to you, and you saying like. Sometimes people don't want to talk about the certain topics that I talk about all the time. No, you're right. I appreciate that.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not watching fucking sports on TV. Get out of here. I'm trying to find something on. I can't find anything on. But, I mean, I have my laptop. I have my iPad, too. But, yeah, I wrote my electronics to the hospital.
I know you told me before. But since you are, will you answer one of my topics?
If you ask me a question, I'll answer it. Deal?
All right. You
I can't wait for this question. I can't wait to hear this question.
It's like I never know how my show's gonna go. I never know. And then you called in tonight and, like...
Well, no, I called in and then I texted you because I wasn't sure if that was your show or not,
confused. See what I mean? See what I mean? You wasn't sure because of the topics, but then when you called in, you heard somebody talking about a stimulus check, so you got confused, right?
Yep.
See,
well,
so that let you know. That let you know I talk about more than... blowjobs and
no, I got it.
Oh
my gosh! I got it.
But look, we don't go nowhere. Let me take a quick break and play a quick song, and then we're gonna come back, and then I'm gonna hit you with one of my topics. Everybody who wants, stay with me, please. We got Miss Range Rover out here. Let's see.
Yeah.
And Miss Range Rover. She's gonna try to tackle one of my topics, cause my, you know how everybody know how my topics are. So we'll
yeah,
be
well,
right back.
You may be actually shocked. So.
I'll be right back after this song.
Mm-hmm.
Something going on with the music. Oh, my DJ is messing up. Let's see.
I'm a man. I'm a grown man. And I came a long way. And a fear taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love. Sometimes I just can't help thinking living without you, baby. See, sometimes I just can't live crying about you, baby. I'm not really about a double thing. I take anything you bring. Although I love the sunshine, I feel as bad as the rain. Cause when I'm in my lonely mood and I just can't be with you, I tried everything that I could find my mind, but there was no substitute. Thinking all that life would be when you not around, I just could not stop away. I wouldn't even know it was a real job. And if I had you live my life, all would be getting fine. Cause all you do, baby, I'm coming from you. I call your name, girl. Someone else out there, all begging a home with someone else.
When I'm lonely, when I'm distant, I call you anger. I think of you, really did the same. Take away the pain.
Hello. Music getting your soul. Hey.
That was boring next.
That was what?
No. I said that was boring next.
Boring?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You don't like Switch?
Yeah, I don't like
the
what?
The next song. No, the next song, that's the name of the group that made the song. The next song. You probably want to hear some
I can't wait to hear what you say.
You probably want to hear some Bon Jovi or some Bruce Springsteen or some...
So I do like them, but you do know that I grew up in the 90s, right? And, you know, I'm a black SUV mom. Technically not black. I don't own black SUV, but... My daughter calls me the 90s unhinged mother. I pull up and I pick up my kids blasting 90s hip-hop. My stepson thinks it's hysterical, and my daughter gets really mad and lowers the music and says I'm embarrassing her.
You must have had jungle fever before.
I don't really believe in jungle fever. You like who you like. Jungle fever. And go for one particular type of person.
You're white. You're a white woman, right?
Yeah, and?
You like black men?
I dated some, yes. I dated Spanish. My stepson is actually half Spanish because his father's Spanish. Yeah.
But you like black men?
I've dated everybody, yeah. I don't pick
one particular
race. It depends on, I'm going to be honest with you, it depends on how I get along with the person, if we click, if they make me laugh, if they can deal with me being the smart ass, because some people can't deal with it. Like, there's a list. And none of it is about looks. None of it is about race. None of it is about what they do, what they drive, like. It's how I get along with the person. If I get along with the person, then I'll date them. If I don't, you know, it doesn't matter what they are.
Well, once you go black, you never go back.
And that's a lie.
That's what they
say. Yeah.
That's a lie?
That's a lie. Yeah. So.
Okay, we heard it for the first time.
I dated people after, I got back. What?
We heard it for the first time. That's not true.
Oh, my God, I can't.
You know I'm messing with you. But anyway.
I know you are.
I'm so for real. I'm so, you don't know, I'm very happy that you called in tonight because, like, the system was down until about 45 minutes before the show. So I wasn't prepared. I really didn't know what I was going to talk about. That's why when you called in, I was just rumbling.
And then
like,
I kind of took over
about
your show by accident. I'm sorry.
No, but that's when miracles happen. Miracles happen by accident. Mm. Most people who performers, singers, and they write hit songs. They go on to be win Grammys and be the biggest songs they ever wrote. A lot of times, mm-hmm. if you ask them, they didn't even like the song. You know, like it'd be one of their best songs, like ever. Like so.
So do you?
I had no idea.
Like,
what?
Do you listen to like any country music?
I love all music.
So you know that K-1 song, "Everybody Getting Tipsy." Yo, everybody in the club getting tipsy, 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 tipsy. Well,
yeah,
somebody
yeah,
redid
yeah,
the
yeah.
song.
Yeah,
somebody
yeah.
redid the song "Country," and it is hot.
Okay.
It is cool.
I'm gonna have to play that.
Yo, it is off the hook. Have you listened? Have you heard
all
it
right.
yet?
I'm
asking. Have you heard it yet?
Break. No, but I'm gonna play
what?
It on my next break. And I'm
well,
gonna give
I
you my
to...
my honest opinion.
Hold on, I'm trying to look get the name of it. Wait, because the song's not. It's called a bar song, and then in parentheses it's tipsy.
It's called a bar song, and the parentheses
yes.
is what?
It's by Shaboozy.
Shaboozy. Let me see a. Bar.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh,
tell
yeah,
me
a
the
bar
shout.
Song.
Okay.
A bar song, Shaboozy. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's a brother singing that.
Mhm.
Right.
Yeah. It's hysterical. You gotta listen to it.
Okay. I'm gonna listen to it in 1 second.
Mhm.
Yo, you so what's the word for it?
Over-opinionated,
you,
loud, obnoxious.
No. Other than that, you very.
Oh, you're a dick.
you very ready. Like you ready, you radio ready. Like you know how hard it is for me to get people to come on my radio and talk to me, and come on my show and talk to me, and like you just came on here like that's unbelievable. Like what's your sign?
You have to realize
you're a Virgo?
Like, I lived in Patterson and I did a lot of public speaking trying to get extra funding for the school district for years.
Are you a Virgo?
No, I'm a Scorpio. Even worse.
Oh, okay. look.
It's why I'm so unhinged. The Scorpio.
But look. Do I got your word? You if I promote it, are you gonna come on next week and talk about?
I will come on your show next week, and I will. You can I will answer any questions people have. Any like I will talk. I have no problem with that.
We're gonna talk about the surgery.
Yeah, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about medically.
The pros and the cons.
Mm-hmm.
With you by yourself, somebody listening to the show with you.
What happened?
Are you by yourself
Why
or somebody
green?
Listening?
Hold on. What are these? Okay.
The nurse.
Oh no, because they were like red. That's why. Yes, you're on my AirPod though. Yeah, no, I know. They've been for it, but I was just curious because they were green instead of red, and I was like, oh, what is she giving me? Well, I'm fine. Hold on, what's up? I'm going to mute you for like half a second.
Go ahead. Let me see. Coming to you in 1 second. caller. I see somebody press one. Give me 1 second. See, you never know what's going to happen on podcast. That's the beauty of the podcast. That's why podcasts is, radio will be extinct soon and podcasts is going to go on forever because podcasts is at real time. Like, I would have never expected this show tonight. Now, some people might be like,
okay,
because they used to all the other talk. Okay, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
The nurse.
No, I have
there.
You in my AirPods, so like the nurse can't hear you. But then, like when she was like giving me my medicine, like I don't know if anybody else was listening. They don't need to, you know, hear the meds I'm on or hear my nurse. Yeah. So.
She left already.
Yeah, she just came in to me. Like maybe I'm shifting my gab and then she'll come back at like. What?
Is she Philippine?
No, she's black.
She's black.
Yeah, I think she's Jamaican.
Oh, wow. Next time she come in the room, then put her on the phone.
Oh, no. Why? No.
Look. I'm just playing.
No, I like my nurses.
My nurses
kind of let me do whatever I want to do. As long as I'm not leaving the unit, like, so there's, like, a shelf, and then there's a window. So sometimes when they come in, they see me sitting on top of the shelf staring out the window.
Wow. Oh, you know what I want to do? If anybody listening to the show and they want to ask her a question but they don't want to press one, text it to me or inbox it to me on Facebook, and I'll ask her.
Yeah, I'll answer it.
Just anything. But in the meantime, I'll ask you one of my topics. I don't want to.
Go ahead. No, I'm doing nothing, so I'm just sitting here.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. I'll give you an easy one, and then I'll give you a hard one. If you was dealing with a man, right, and you was in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was diagnosed with a.
I knew you were going to ask me this, and I have the answer. Are you ready to listen? My other half.
I didn't finish the question. And if he was in love with a man and he was diagnosed with erectile dysfunction, how would you deal with that?
Because I already have seen the question and I already knew you were going to ask me that. So I thought in the back of my head exactly how I was going to answer it. So my ex, you know, my stepson's father does have ED. We did not have sex we had sex once in like 5 years. And his story is different. He did 2 tours in Iraq. He's got very bad PTSD. So that's what caused it. I'm not going to fault him or break up with him because something traumatic happened and that happened.
And who was that?
We broke up over other reasons. We did not break up over that. We broke up over because he never dealt with his PTSD. What?
PTSD, what's that?
Post-traumatic stress syndrome. PTSD.
So you had a boyfriend that had PTSD and erectile dysfunction?
Well, he had the erectile dysfunction because of the PTSD because he did 2 tours in Iraq. He was a Marine. Yeah. And I have guardianship of his son because in August, he almost killed himself, my daughter, and my stepson. He got diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder because he never dealt with the PTSD from the military. So no, my ex has ED and, you know, we dealt with it. What are you going to do? I mean, people are going to break up with their other half, like, but that's on them. I didn't do that. Why? Because it's not his fault. It's not a guy's fault. because, but it goes the other way. Like, you know, there's medications women go on and they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had an ex who had ED and another ex who had ED. And then, like, meds I was on, like, I had no sex drive. And, like, he, you know, I dealt with his, but he went out and cheated on me. It don't work like that.
So you had a med, you was taking medicine.
Yes.
It was killing your sex drive?
Yeah, and then meanwhile, the other person had ED, and because I had no sex drive, he went and cheated on me. Even though I would never cheat on him because of his ED. This is a totally different person, not my stepson's father. This
now,
is another person.
Now, you just taught me something else.
What?
I knew medicine could kill a man's sex drive, but I never knew medicine could kill a woman's sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that.
Anything that happens to a man can happen to a woman, duh.
Hey, you learn something new. Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. All right. 0672.
Okay.
Hi, Jay Sean. This is Gigi. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Gigi?
Hi, how are you? And to your guests, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I kind of just tuned in, and I was trying to figure out what is the subject or what it is that you guys were talking about.
Yo, we kind of been bouncing around.
We've been talking about everything.
It all started with, like, because I'm in the hospital.
I'm going to tell you, y'all got PTSD.
I have ADHD.
We got a funny friendship, for real. How did I meet you on Facebook?
On a dating site.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Rewind that. Jay Sean never been on a dating site.
Yes, you have. You run plenty of fish because I was tired at your school. Don't even lie. It was like, I don't know, 8 years ago or something. It was a long time ago.
Well. What we got here? Is this true for Daya? Or is this keeping it real?
I thought I met her on Facebook. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
We met on a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
And did you say plenty of fish?
Yeah.
What?
Yes,
no, I asked her, did she say plenty of fish? That's a dating site name?
Yep.
The name of the dating site?
Mm-hmm. Plenty of fish.
I wasn't on no damn plenty of fish.
You lie.
That's a lie.
Well, you must have been, let me tell you something. You must have been very big because I only was talking to big women on that dating site. You must have been very big.
It was
big.
Like, I had my weight loss surgery, I think, not long after that. I'm still
so
big, but
I'm
not.
You had to be big.
I was only looking for big girls.
She anonymous.
Sean,
she can't give her real name.
Stop cutting the lady off. My name is Naomi. I will tell you my real name because I don't hide anything.
Oh, okay. Naomi, question for you. Are you still on dating sites?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What was the reason that you felt like you needed to go on a dating site to meet men or people, period? Was it a self-esteem?
I just like to meet new people that were, like, different than, like, people I was already hanging out with. It wasn't necessarily date people. It was just to meet, you know, other people. I don't date people in the intention of dating them or, like...
Okay. No, I'm asking because I've never been on... I don't do dating sites. So I'm asking the question because I don't know much about dating sites. So I was just asking, I was curious as to why sometimes some people go on to dating sites. Is it that you don't feel that you meet someone?
I could tell you, Gigi, I could tell you, I went on a dating site. That's when my ex-wife had left when I was married, and she left. And at that time, I was married 8 years. I was married 8 years, and I was ready to just, you know.
This is what I ordered. That was what
I was ready. You know, I was ready to meet people, and I was just gonna. I was like, yo, I'm gonna get my 8 years back. So I went on a dating site.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. I will say this though. Because I forgot I met her on a dating site. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I really did, but I still think it was Facebook though. Facebook.
Mm-mm.
You saw plenty of fish though.
Was it
Facebook? 100%.
Because I know Facebook has a dating site as well.
Yeah,
but
no, that's
the question.
It was plenty of fish.
Okay, I thought one time that I wanted to go on a dating site, and two, they wanted to charge me, asking me for my credit card. Hell no.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they do that. But look.
If you're, like, looking to just make friends, like Bumble is an app you can download. You don't have to pay for it, and you can just make friends off of there. Because I like to make friends. I don't meet people with the intention to date. I meet people, I make friends with them, and, you know.
Yes, I believe dating sites are not also just for dating. I believe some people use them for to talk with people when they feel more comfortable talking to somebody that they don't know and can't see personally, or to someone that's in their face. Me personally, I like to go out and meet people in the grocery store, maybe at the club or at the gym, where I can actually see a person and feel their energy. So I'm just asking the question about that. Like I said, the dating site, I went on there one time, and when they asked for the credit card, that was enough for me. I am not going to put up my credit card to meet nobody.
I haven't figured it out.
That's just my opinion. To each his own. But if I got to put up a credit card to meet you, what the hell you get? What am I going to get? I need a dinner.
It's hard for me to meet people in person because I'm chronically ill, and I also have, have two kids. Well, I have one kid of mine, and I have guardianship of my stepson, and then, like, his friends, like, you know, I kind of pick them under my wing, so I'm always, like,
You housebound?
No, I'm not housebound. I do go out. But it's hard for me to go out at night and meet people because, like, you know, I have my kids. I'm home at night. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm home at night, too. I'm home right now. But I went to the grocery store, and I meet people that way. I meet people in the department store.
Oh, yeah, I do. I pick up grocery orders. Well, right now I've been doing this because, like, I've been, like, really sick, but... Like, right now I'm in the hospital, and I get to go home tomorrow. I'm so happy.
I'm sorry, and I'm going to keep you in prayer.
I had the sleeve, and, where your esophagus, your stomach end and start, like, it constricted closed, so I wasn't able to eat for, like, weeks. And, you know, unfortunately, I kept getting dismissed, and I almost died from it.
Naomi,
I get to go home tomorrow.
How old are you,
24.
Naomi?
You're 44. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand the medical.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We've been friends ever since we met. I've talked to her several times while she's been. Mm-hmm. I thought she was in the hospital, but she was getting But I think I did talk to you when you was in the hospital more than
mm-hmm.
one time.
That's normally when I have the most free time. The last time I talked to you, I was driving a 7-Eleven because when you were making fun of my Range Rover.
Oh, yeah,
I did come on when you were saying something about how much the vehicle, well, Jay Shaw and you were actually saying how much the vehicle costs, a Land Rover, which is a nice vehicle. Do you have self-esteem issues?
Well, I know.
Well, yeah, but that's not the reason why I bought it. I bought it because I always
That's not why I'm asking. I said I came in at that point. I wasn't referring to your vehicle. It don't matter what you drive.
Oh.
It all the same. I asked you, did you have self-esteem issues? As a woman, a young woman, I don't care how size, what size you are, baby, because I'm a big girl. Okay, I'm a big girl. I'm not overly weight, but I am a big girl. And why I asked you, did you have self-esteem issues?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people don't always accept people's weight, or they've always got judgment, but it doesn't matter if you're big, little, or indifferent. I asked you that because most people with self-esteem issues go on internet sites to meet people that they don't actually have to come face-to-face with. They can be whoever they want to be without, you know, nobody having anything to say. But I'm
No, I've always been real with the way I looked and the way I am, like, because I know eventually I'm like you know, I mentioned Sean eventually, but you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you're going to eventually meet the person and, like, you also don't want to be a catfish either.
No, exactly. I'm asking because I don't fully understand.
Oh, no, I'm
like
answering
that.
You, honestly. But, you know,
No, no, you're doing very well. No, why I'm asking the question is because I want to know. You're never too old to learn anything, and I'm into being able to learn. And, you know, different people have different issues and do things for different reasons.
Cause she,
and I was just asking you, was that one of your reasons?
She caught me.
Because I find a lot of women that are not comfortable in the skin that they're in, you know, it's a little bit.
Most people never are.
You're not sure what they say.
I was 480 and I lost about half of my weight, and
awesome.
I'm still not secure in my skin.
Okay, but I'm gonna tell you this, baby.
Because
no,
now I have like the bat wings, like the extra skin. So I have the bat wings. I have like the turkey neck going. I have all the extra skin in my abdomen where I have to wear like compression leggings to try to.
Okay, so
you
don't
say like it's a different.
That's right. Those are the things that you're going through. That's not the person. That's not who you are. That is just a that's the things that you're going through. I got bat wings. I've never been 400 pounds, but I'm like I said, I'm a thick girl. I'm 200 and some pounds. I don't care what it is. I got so much love and
confidence in me. Go ahead. I'm trying to call somebody in.
Okay, I have so much love. I have to heal. But first thing I need you to do is start to love you.
That's
so
why I'm
exactly
just on. I can't hear her.
You are, what you're going through and what goes with it.
I know.
Because I don't know you, but just hearing you talk, I believe you're a beautiful person that has a beautiful spirit.
Thank you. I appreciate
you. I need you to know that that's who you are.
Yeah, I know.
And that you can, you know, you got to, because what you throw out there or the persona that you kind of put out or the ferment that you put out in the air is what you going to get back. But if you put that confidence out there, like, yo, no matter what I am, I'm beautiful. If you don't like it, that's your problem, not mine. And know that about yourself. But first, before you can pursue, and, you know, you have friends. Are they really friends, or are they just someone that you feel, you know, because they treat you nice?
No,
you
so my friends, I have a very small circle, so my friends I know are my true friends.
Okay.
I don't hang out with many people because, unfortunately, like, when I got chronically ill, like, everybody deserted me because nobody wanted to deal with it.
Oh, I've been there, done that, baby. Been there, done that. Guess what?
So my circle is very small.
No, but I want to, because, you know, time's going fast, can I ask you one of the topics?
Sure.
All right. Because everybody always be on me, and they say I never get to the topics, but I'm going to get to the topics. This was it was sent in to me, and they wanted me to ask people about it. Maybe both of y'all can answer this question.
Okay.
For far as first Gigi, as far as vaginal douching, is it helpful?
Let's say that again.
Vagina douching, a douching, douching.
Douching. Douche, 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 not
douching. Oh,
douching.
Okay,
douching.
Douching, okay.
You know, why I'm saying this is because I think in the 90s, like in the before, years ago, people used it, but like now, I don't really believe women do it too much. Cause, but anyway,
I still do, but
okay,
I got been doing it since the 90s. So
hold up.
Okay,
hold
I'm gonna give you the medical. I'm gonna give you
the medical version.
Give you the some women just
no,
I don't give a darn what the doctor say. You better
version.
Go clean that
give me,
out.
Give me your
medically
give me
a woman's
version.
Body. Cleanses itself, okay? But it depends on what you're eating, the type of food you eat, the things you put into your body. Some women's body may not cleanse as well. It's about hygiene and keeping yourself clean. I was always told, my daddy used to say, if it's sweet, you better let it sit at your feet. Because anything too sweet, it ain't got no women's vagina ain't got no business smelling like perfume. It ain't supposed to smell like fishy either.
I love this lady.
Right.
She needs to come on your show again.
And it's
lady.
About the woman's body and what she puts in it and allows it to cleanse itself. But if you got women that's in and out of bed with all these different men and everybody that they sleep with, they're allowing them to ejaculate in them, oh, they're going to have a whole bunch of funky smells. And not only that, they're going to have something bacteria going on, and they may get something more than they bargained for. Every now and then, like I said, it depends on what your body is going through. Being a woman, I believe I haven't had a cycle in years. I'm a little bit older than you. For medical reasons, I haven't had a cycle in years.
I'm jealous.
After your cycle, you have to allow yourself to cleanse, and a lot of women don't know how to do that. There's women that do, and there's women that don't. But a lot of it has to do with not keeping your hygiene together and sleeping with multiple partners and not knowing who they sleep with. Because every time you sleep with when you sleeping with somebody and they sleeping with somebody, y'all all sleeping together.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to tell women, if when you decide you're going to lay down and you're going to sleep with a man, baby, don't be afraid to get him in the tub and y'all take a bath together and wash that thing, pull that skin back, and make sure that it's right.
Right.
Yeah, because a lot of men, I'm going to be real. Y'all men, y'all got pee-pee draws. And why I say that, because once you pee, y'all might shake it, but guess what? The drippings y'all put back in your pants, what should that mean? Your draws is pee-pee draws.
Oh, my God, I'm dead.
Y'all don't want to look at it that way. And it doesn't mean that you're not clean. But it's the way that it is. It's just like with women. If you don't cleanse yourself right, and you can walk past a woman and it smells like you in the fish market, they need to go see the doctor because they got some bacteria going on.
Yep, it's called bacteria vaginosis.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of things that it could be called, but I want to keep it kind of clean. So it's just like your food. You don't eat nothing that you ain't washed first. At least I know I don't.
Right.
And I don't want to hear, oh, I took a shower before I got to you. Yeah, well, between the time you got to me, how many times you done went and peed? How many times you done whatever? Because if you notice, a lot of guys, and I don't know if it's just a man thing, but y'all got a habit of you grabbing your crotch. Most of the time, and I know this because medically, I'm retired now, but I was a registered nurse. So I worked in a clinic, so I dealt with a lot of women and men that had to come in to get shots. Men a lot of times will grab their crotch to get that little itch because they don't know. If you know what I know, guys, don't be ashamed to get you some baby wipes. No scent. Don't be putting no baby smelling stuff on you, because don't no grown ass woman want to smell no man smelling like baby oil. No. And baby powder. Don't do it. Guys, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And just make sure y'all go, y'all wipe that thing. Pull that skin back and wipe around it. Because y'all's penis be smelling like fish, too. And you ever smoke a man with a fishy dick? Excuse my expression, but we on, let's keep it real.
I love this lady.
A fishy dick.
Yeah! You got some men that don't clean that dick, don't pull that skin back, and then ran up in a bunch of women and all stuff, and don't, you know, because y'all men sometimes think y'all can wear drawers more than one day, you know? You can't. Despite what you think. Because your pee-pee drawers from the day before ain't got no business being on your behind the next day. I'll tell y'all like I tell the women, keep you a hoe bag in your car if you know you a hoe. And you always want to go. You better.
Okay. Naomi.
Yeah.
That was a long response to I hope your response ain't that long, too. Is a
that was
good, helpful,
best.
Harmful.
That was the best.
Well, for that women, douching. It's something that is not always necessary good if you're constantly doing it, because what you end up doing is you get rid of the bad and the good bacteria.
Yep.
Let me
And then you cause yourself to have an infection.
What you say about douching?
I do it, but it's only because I've been doing it forever, and it's just habit, and I can't break myself out of the habit.
So
my explanation is nothing like hers.
When do you do it? When do you do it?
Like, normally, like after my period.
After your period. That's what I heard a lot of people do it after their period.
A lot of women do. And some of them really need to, because they've had multiple partners.
Well, I haven't had, I think everybody's had multiple partners, but I've never had multiple partners at once. But no, my problem is that, like, I bleed so bad that, like, and then the last couple of days, like, you know how, like, the end of your period is where it's kind of, like, there but not there? Like, I normally do it just to get rid of the rest of the old blood that way.
But you're not doing it constantly.
No, I only do it, like, after my period. And that's just to get rid of, like, the old blood that's, you know, trying to get out.
Yeah, and to get rid of, you know, some women are odious. And it's nothing due to them not being clean. Some women, their hormones can cause that.
Yeah,
and some women are odious. I don't care what they do. But they got some Mando and they got some all body stuff, y'all. Get you some body stuff, some body deodorant from head to toe. Put it in them areas that you know you're going to sweat.
I have something called POTS. It's a postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome.
I'm familiar with it.
Okay. So I sweat a lot because of it. So I, like, no deodorant was working. You want to know what I finally found that worked? The Loom. Like the whole all over the body. Loom, L-U-M-E.
Yeah, Loom.
You see the commercial?
Loom, yes. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they have one that's also called Mando, made by the same lady for men.
Yep. I love it. It works so good. Like, yeah. I use it. Well, like, I've been using it since around Christmas, and I definitely see, like, it definitely, like, works great.
I'll tell you too, guys. If you get a woman and if it smells too sweet, don't you sit down and eat.
I love this lady. I love
this
lady.
Do not pull up the plate. Don't pull it up to the table. Because
what
they covering up.
Listen. Honestly, I want your honest opinion from Naomi and Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
And your honest opinion. Should a man really eat vagina truthfully.
I don't know. I don't really like it. It tickles. So, yeah. Mm-mm.
You don't know. Okay. But I mean,
that's a hard question
because
who invented eating it in the first place? So it's just like, you know, is it a is it, I guess it depends on whatever you like on your menu.
I've never liked it.
I have older people. I used to hear my grandmother and my grandmother used to say, I've heard her say to my grandfather, I was young and had no business listening, but I was, if you can't cut the mustard, lick the jar.
No, I love your analogies. I love your analogies.
I mean, that's the question. I guess it's up to the individual.
Yep.
Your grandmother used to say that?
My grandmother, yeah. Well, yeah. My daddy's mother said.
No,
and I didn't know. I was a little girl. I didn't know what she was talking about till I got older. But, yeah, her exact words was, you old motherfucker, if you can't cut the mustard, lick the jar. And at that time, I believe he just had ED problems, which a lot of guys don't want to admit that they have those issues. Me personally, I'm the type of woman like this. Listen, if you were my husband, I've been celibate for 8 years. But when I was in a relationship and my husband began to have issues because of medication and just issues with age, it happens.
Yep.
I ain't had no problem saying, yo, baby, we better go see Alice, get her to get you something. Because I ain't got time to be playing with the wiggly worm.
But the ED meds don't always work because with my ex, we tried both the Cialis and the Viagra.
Well, it doesn't always work. That's when I believe that people come in and they find other ways of intimacy. But that's when it comes when you're in a relationship that you guys are both mature enough to know that, guess what, at some point in this relationship, he ain't going to be able to get it up. We do have medications. I've had medications that have killed my sex drive, but it didn't kill my girl. Okay? It didn't make, when I said killed my sex drive, it just, I didn't want it as often, and sometimes I may not have felt like it. But if my man wanted, so I'm going to do what I got to do, because one thing about us, we ain't got to get it up. It ain't got to be hard. And for those that, you're dry, they got lubricants. But for y'all men, what we going to do? Even we got they want you to blow it up. I'm not blowing up a balloon with a hole in it that the air ain't going to never fill up. That's me personally.
Yo, Gigi, I love you.
Being mature enough to be able to have other outlets.
Hey, Gigi.
Yes.
You haven't had sex in 8 years?
In 8 years.
I have had in about 7.
And that's by choice. That is by choice because I know who I am and whose I am. And I've already done that. I don't want no more exes. I don't want somebody that's just looking for a hookup or just somebody that just want to hook up. I want a man that's looking for a good thing. Okay? And I'm fine, as I said before. If it doesn't happen, I'm fine with it. I am. I'm truly fine with it. Do I desire as a woman to have a man? Of course I do. But do I want to put up with nonsense just to have a few seconds of pleasure? Because that's all it is. A few seconds. With man, back you say, after you get a certain age, listen, you're good if you go for 2 seconds, 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes. But that goes on both sides. That's not, oh, he a quickie. Because I'm going to tell you, when you get a certain age, us women want it to be over just as fast as y'all want, as fast as y'all going to do what y'all going to do, because y'all can't hold it. As soon as you stick it in and it's wet, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
How long, Naomi, you say you haven't had sex in how long?
7 years.
And so you haven't had sex in 7 years, and Gigi, mm-hmm. You haven't had sex in 8 years.
And like I said, it's by choice. Not because I
Yeah, mine
your call
like
has been forwarded to voicemail.
My,
the
yeah,
person you're trying to reach is
on.
Not available.
It's not.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
I said, yeah, I guess mine is by choice because too, because, like, again, like, I wasn't going to cheat on my ex, and, I, you know, his, you know, he had issues because, you know, again, like I said, the two tours in Iraq had PTSD, like, and he never figured out the PTSD. I mean, I would never fault him for that. But I also don't just sleep around with everybody either, so. Yeah.
That's deep.
It's deep and it's not impossible. I'm telling you, some of these men and women need to try being celibate so they can learn who they are.
I have.
Because a lot of them just out here having sex recklessly. And they don't even know who they are. They're just opening up a door of emotions. Because, let's face it, when you begin to have sex with someone, it opens up doors of emotions.
Yep.
That's true.
I have a friend, well, an ex-friend who has, like, 10 kids. And, like, I don't, you know.
You know, it's almost like you've heard, and Jay Sean, I know you've heard this because we've actually talked about it on the show before. There are some women that just go through the motions and have been with guys, and they just keep trying to find something, I guess that first love or first thing that they got that was good to them, and they never even get to have an orgasm. Some, you got women that say
yeah.
they ain't never had an orgasm, they don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I met women that been with. I knew a woman who was married 9 years and her husband never gave her an orgasm. And that's not the first time I heard that.
And apparently, she wasn't good at giving him directions.
No, he would get on top of her and pump 5 or 6 times and come.
And it was over.
And he was done.
And it was up because he was very selfish. Because it wasn't about. It was never about her. See, because
yeah,
a real man doesn't even have to touch you to make you have an orgasm. You got a man that can talk. Intimacy goes deeper because he can make love to your mind. The rest of it's going to come along with it.
That's true.
He's right. I can't even
It's all in what you accept. Which you, a lot of people don't take the time to know their own bodies. Men, guess what? A woman can blow on it. You got some guys blow on it, and it's over for him. You got some that's just so excited that they stick it in, and it's over. You got some that's so excited that it won't even get hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got some of them where it's just broke. And it's over for them. So therefore, they need to know mentally how to be intimate other than being a physical intimacy. Because intimacy is supposed to start before it gets to the bed. It got to start in the head. Because before you make love to me, you got to make love to my mind. Because I need to know that when the physical part is over, we can still be intimate.
Gee. Didn't I say something similar to that effect earlier? But not exactly.
You,
you know, it was a different topic. But what did they say to you? Because you're like, oh, do you go for it? And I said, I don't go for one particular person. And I gave you the list of what I go for. And I told you what I don't care about. Basically what she's saying, right? Yeah. So,
You know, just showing you said you have medication that causes your sex drive to not be what it used to be. And it's the work that works both ways. It still depends on the person. It depends on the two people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a guy that I dated, and we actually dated for about 9 years. But the woman that was before him, he couldn't get an erection with her.
Oh, and then you came along and it made it possible?
And it was possible. And it wasn't that I did nothing spectacular. It was our chemistry. It was the fact that we had conversations. We talked. We didn't just meet each other and we just, you know, decide, oh, we gonna hook up. No, we got to know each other intimate without a physical intimacy first. So, therefore, I listened to what he was saying. He listened to what I was saying. I knew, it's trial and error. You do things and you see what work makes it work. So I came to a point where I knew what to do, that he was going to be ready, gun-ho. Because, see, I'm like that. I'm older. And even when I was younger, I'm not going to do no whole lot of work to get you. No, baby, that's not my issue. You supposed to already be able to. Listen, men, y'all too got to know what to do to help get yourself together. Because if you know in every relationship, man and woman, you're intimate and you're having sex, that woman is going to play with herself at some point.
Hey, Gigi,
while
you're
penetrating her.
Hey, Gigi. Is you horny tonight?
Not at all.
You're an asshole.
I'm just talking real. I can talk about that without making me horny. Ain't nothing in front of me that's going to make me horny. We just having a conversation.
You sound horny.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Sound horny to me. You gonna play?
He just say that, honey. Listen, Jay Sean, that's my nephew. If you didn't know.
We gotta take one more quick break.
You can go ahead and take your break, and I'm gonna take
one
me a shot.
All right, I'm gonna take a shot too. But look, not this song was requested by Naomi.
Okay, Naomi.
So we're gonna take one more quick break. She
I totally listened to it because it was like a song that like came out years ago, but it was redid as a country. And he looked it up, and he's like, "Oh, it was done by a brother."
No, so look, I'm getting ready. Look, know what I'm getting ready? I'm getting ready to play the song that you told me to play, and we're gonna come back because we got about 15, 20 more minutes left. But I'm gonna play the song. But look, and you know how to pronounce it and every introduce the song that I'm about to play.
Where's my phone? Hold on, because I now have to like say wait. I have to go to my playlist. Wait. My phone's trying to unlock. It's called. Wait. It's called The Bar Song, and then in parentheses it's Tipsy, and it's by Shabuze.
That's how you
say
it, so.
It's the country version of that song, yes.
Okay, right now we get right here. I'll show you how to do it. Right now we get right here. A country song is redone over from the original, entitled "A Bar Song," sung by Shabuze, a country song by a black man.
Oh yeah, black people sing country. I love country music.
Yeah, this song's hysterical, thank you.
He's been telling me all night long. Yes, I'm even frozen. This goes on and on. 9 to 5 ain't work. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. 1, he comes 2, 3, 4. Tell them bring another out, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the steps, we don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Come on, pull me up a double shot of whiskey. They don't need that, they don't got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish. Everybody at the bar getting pissed. Everybody at the bar getting pissed. Everybody at the bar getting pissed. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Welcome drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Don't step in on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Double pull me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me is dead. They don't got a hit. There's a party downtown. Everybody at the bar keeps this. Everybody at the party. Everybody at the party. He comes, it goes to the three, to the four. When his name's calling, he kicks us out the door. Getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh, my. Good Lord. Tell him drink some. Double pump me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me is dead. They don't got a hit. There's a party downtown near Fish. Everybody at the bar getting pissed. Double pump me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me is dead. They don't got a hit. At the bottom of a bottle, don't miss them.
That was okay.
If you tell me that sucked, I'm gonna go to Patterson and kick your ass. But I'm telling you, it was actually it's a good song.
No,
right?
It's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah,
it was a pretty good song. I ain't gonna lie, I felt it.
It's a fun song. I feel like it's going to be the summer's anthem.
Oh, it just came out.
Yeah. Yep, all it right, just man. Came out,
that's
literally.
That's going to be the summer's anthem, then.
Yep.
Let's make it that.
What do you think of it, Gigi?
I think it's a pretty good song.
It's like
nice.
A fun summer
nice.
Song.
It was. I like country music. I like all music. So there's
yeah,
good
too.
And bad in all music. But that was
yeah.
a pretty good song. It's definitely different from the original.
Yes, but you could hear the original in it.
Oh, yeah. And they changed mm-hmm. some of the words.
Yep. Yeah, I found it on TikTok
know.
One day.
Yeah, I didn't even know at all. I didn't.
I actually never heard of this song before, and the first time I've heard the remix of it.
The original
you know
is
what?
Like a rap song.
You know what?
What's
I,
that?
What?
Like, when I do shows like this, and I have,
mm-hmm.
like, two different women from two different nationalities that's informative and speak with, you know, intellect. It's really a good thing because you two women is, a lot of men are looking for women like you. And they at home right now wishing they had a woman they could talk to that like you two, or wishing they had a woman they could spend time with, you know what I'm saying? And that's the bad thing about what's going on. You know what I mean? Because and that's where online dating sites come in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they come in because, not saying what you said was bad or nothing, Gigi, but I went on a dating site, and I didn't go on a dating site because I had low self-esteem. I went on a dating site because I've never been on one before. And I was, like I said, my wife had left. And I just wanted to see what they was about. And really, to be honest with you, 100%, I just wanted to meet people. I wasn't really looking for, because you know how I got on POF? Guys kept telling me, yo, if you want pussy, go to POF. Like, that's what every guy who told me, every man who I talked to told me, if you want to get laid, go on POF.
Wow.
And I kept saying,
that's what the men think of it.
No, I'm saying that's what men think of when they go on them online sites. They looking for sex.
Yeah.
Yep.
But sometimes you do meet people. Like, I met somebody online before, and we was friends for a minute. And my nephew, he actually met somebody online, and they moved together, and they in New York.
Well, I have my best friend actually met a guy online, and they're married. Now I've been married for about 25 years.
Yeah, so it's not always a bad thing.
Oh, no, it's not a bad thing at all. I don't think it's a bad thing. I just said for me, I'm not going to pay to meet people.
No, but see, that's what it is. I know what you're saying, because I was on POS and it didn't charge me nothing. But then some people, it was telling me that it was charging.
Yeah.
No, what it is like, so with POF, you had the free version and you had the paid version. The paid version, you could do more versus free version. But I never liked the paid version because with the free version, I was able to message people back and forth. We were able to message back and forth, so I didn't really care about, like, you know, oh, you're dating analysts. Because I didn't go online looking to date. I went online to make friends. If it went somewhere, it went somewhere. If it didn't, it didn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I would never, I'm not going to pay to, like, you know, I would never pay those. Yeah,
that's the only thing I said. You know, I don't think that they're bad. I just say they're not for me. Like I said, I'm the type of person I want to, even if I was to meet someone through a dating site or something like that, it comes a time, I want to see who you are. I want to feel your energy, because before we do anything else, we're going to be friends. And that's what people just don't do anymore.
Kirshan,
they don't take
isn't
the
that
time
earlier?
To know a person's last name.
Yep.
Or for that matter, they don't even know their first name, because a lot of people use nicknames.
Yeah, that's true. They don't use their real name.
They don't use their real names. So you got people. That's why they got these shows with some TV shows, the paternity courts and stuff like that, because they done went and hooked up with these guys they met on the internet. They don't know the name. Well, what's your baby name? Now, Pookie? Well, what's Pookie's name?
Somebody took
the time to know who Pookie is.
Somebody just inboxed me or texted me and said that I said, somebody just inboxed me, for real, female, and said that I just said that I met somebody online and I was messing with them for 3 years.
No, that's not what you said. You said
that?
You were
No,
mad.
You did not say that. No,
no, that's not what you
said.
He said friends.
Exactly.
He didn't say nothing about messing with him. He said we were friends. We got to be friends for a few years. Now, anything else, that's for them reading into, reading into it. Don't read into it, baby. Just ask the question. Jay Sean did just...
He met me off of a dating site, and we never slept together.
I met Naomi online.
Right,
so
but
we
I'm
never
saying,
dated. We never slept with each other.
No disrespect to the person that asked that question. But ask
we,
the question
Naomi,
that you really want to know the answer to.
Yeah.
Don't take, because
exactly.
He did not say that he met a woman online and he messed with her for 3 years. I didn't hear that part, so I don't know.
No,
what
he did
here.
Not say that. He did not say that because, like, yeah, no.
Hey, and no disrespect, like I said, who asked the question, because it's just a question. But ask the real question that you want to know.
Yeah, because
I love
me
your
and
aunt. She's great.
Mm-hmm. And she came to Patterson to fix my computer.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But guess what?
Yeah.
You developed a friendship.
Yes, we did.
That's right.
Yep.
And guess what? You didn't have to sleep with her to develop that friendship.
Nope.
Nope.
Now, Jay Sean, no, I heard you say that when she came, you brought the computer out to her. And that it wasn't her that you was afraid of. It was you. What did you mean by that?
I know what you meant
because
I do too, but I want to hear him say it.
She came to Patterson, because I told her I was having problems with my computer, and she's a computer wizard.
Okay. I'm a computer nerd.
Patterson, she came to Patterson to fix my computer. After I met her online, after my ex-wife left me, and I brought the computer downstairs to her car.
Right.
And she said to me, she said, oh, you want me to fix the computer in my car? I thought we were going to go in your house. And then I said, I don't know what I said, but I said something. But
yeah, he said something.
I didn't want to bring her upstairs in my apartment, because when I said I was afraid of what I would do, I mean, I got a bachelor's pad.
Okay.
That's
all right. Perfect. I just asked the question. You ain't
and
got
my
go no
whole
further.
Thing
yeah.
was like, I had to sit there in my car. I had to sit there in my car on top of my steering wheel, like, trying to put the computer, like, down the computer on top of my steering wheel.
Yeah,
to try
it
to
was
fix
uncomfortable.
It, which, if I would have went inside
it was
the house,
uncomfortable.
It would have been a lot easier because I was trying to balance
just
my MacBook and his lap. Yes. Yes.
Well, Jay Sean, that says
yeah,
a lot
does.
About you. Nephew?
Yeah.
Thank you for being honest.
I'm honest. But it,
thank
but
you for being
it,
honest because
come,
a lot of guys might have answered that a different way. But you,
mm-hmm.
okay.
But if she come back in again, she might be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that.
But look, yo, let me tell you, I really, when I get, like, people like Gigi, like you, Gigi, and Naomi to come on the show, it really
mm-hmm.
means a lot to me because so many people are afraid to talk on my platform.
I'm in the hospital, and I have no kids, so I was able to actually, like, because I've been wanting to see actually what your show has been about. But I always have the kids up my ass. Like, I can't do any of that. Like, even though they're older, but they're still a pain in the ass.
Naomi,
right.
I understand that because a lot of times I don't come on because I have an in-house daycare. So if I have my little ones around, even though
yeah.
I'm in another room, kids are kids. You know, they listen. I can't speak the way that I want to speak. I don't want them to hear. I mean, they got plenty of time.
Well,
so,
mine are older. Mine are 15 and 17, so, I mean, they're older, but they you know, can you give me a ride here? Can we go here? Can we go there? And then my step, so I have guardianship of my stepson, because I explained
well, you know what, on that case, Deshaun, when you have one of your shows that are geared that teenagers need to hear, that's when you need to really come on and allow them to hear it. They're
well,
going to learn
so
and they hear.
He
would you rather have... them learn and hear? Where in an environment where you can control or which, I mean, they go learn anyway outside. But
well,
at that age, do you want the streets to teach them? Or do you want to be, you know, able to give them some inside information without actually you speaking it, but speaking real life. Because a lot of times you want to shelter your kids. Baby, let me tell you something. They 17, 18, if they're on the internet, the stuff that they hear there got nothing compared to what they're going to hear on here.
I don't shelter my kids, and I don't sugarcoat nothing either. I don't shelter my kids. Not at all. You know. Oh, here's a story. Here's a story you guys are gonna crack up about. So, like, 3 months ago, my stepson texted me, and I was coming back from my brother's. My brother lives in Wantage, and he texted me, and he's like, "Can you go to the store and get me a BB killer, yo?" And I'm like, "What?" So I text him back. I go, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Plan B." And I'm like, "All right." Like, I'm grateful he asked me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather him ask me and I go get it and, you know what I'm saying, and not become a grandmother at 44. So I had to pick up my daughter too, right? So I pick up my daughter, and me and my daughter go to Walgreens, get Plan B and whatever she wanted. So I hand everything, like the few things I bought, I hand it to her to hold because, you know, I didn't want to leave it laying in the car, and I can't find it when we get to the house. So my daughter's packing up, and my daughter's like, "Yeetus, your fetus pills." That was a good one. And anti-baby candy.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, that's what she was calling Plan B. Anti-baby candy and yeetus, your fetus. Plan B. Yeetus, your fetus pills. Mm-hmm. Yeetus, your fetus pills. And an anti-baby candy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, my kids are not sheltered. But I was very familiar.
Oh, no, I wasn't even saying it like that. I'm just saying a lot of times, you know, I have younger kids, but at the age of 17, depending on what Jay Sean's topic is, most definitely, I've had my grandson, who is 18, well, the 18-year-old now, who has a girlfriend, he never came on. He muted, but he sat, and I had him listen to the whole show.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to hear, because this is real life.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
you know, each one. I didn't hear you.
That's what I want people to understand, what you're saying. Like, this is real life.
Mm-hmm.
This is real life because you don't want the streets to teach them. The streets is not going to have no love with them.
Nope.
And you don't want them to go out trying something that they don't even have no knowledge of what they're doing.
Gigi, so I live in Holworth. It's a little town in Bergen County. And, like, some of these parents are, like, really, hello. Some of these parents are very naive. There's nobody in there. Some of these parents are very naive, like an associate of mine in town. Like, so we actually had, like, a whole Narcan training a while back. And she's like, "Why didn't you go?" I go, "Because I'm Narcan certified. I was, you know, EMT, and I'm a 911 dispatcher. So I'm Narcan certified. I said, I have Narcan at my house. Like, I'm not stupid. Kids do stupid things. Kids eat stupid things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
honey, let me tell you something. Some of them is not naive. They in denial.
No, she did not know what fentanyl was. She didn't know what
Xylazine
was.
Oh, she didn't know.
Was.
Okay.
So,
well, what world she live
in?
Must not look at the TV, the news, riding in the car, listening to the radio.
Nope. So, like, I sent her videos, like YouTube videos from Kensington Ave in Philly, and she was shook. And she's like, "This stuff is going on in our school." I'm like, "Yep." I said, "That's why I have 15 boxes of Narcan in my house. I have two in each of my vehicles,
too." She's the type of parent that is going on right in her house.
Huh?
I said, unfortunately, if she doesn't learn anything, she's not going to be the parent that's naive. I mean, she's going to be the parent that is going on. Those things are happening right in her house.
Oops.
I don't know. I was a nosy mom. I went through my son's stuff, my son. And guess what? Oh, privacy where? What bill you paying? What rent you paying?
So, my stepson, when he was 16, it was like the second day of school, he got hit by a car. He had, I had just fixed his tire on his electric dirt bike, and he went out for a ride. Thank God he was wearing his gear. He got hit by a car, he almost died. Now, his mother is an addict. I have addiction on my side of the family, so I teach my daughter too. I shove down their throat because Darren Lee does not teach them this. Darren Lee is like, oh, don't do drugs, don't do drugs. Well, how about teaching them, like, addiction's hereditary and all this other stuff? Like, they don't teach that. But I shoved it down both kids' throats. And my stepson before his accident was doing all kinds of dumb shit, and I couldn't stop him from doing it, which is why I had the Narcan in my house. Okay? So he realized, and he admitted this to me recently, but he said that when he was in the hospital and they were trying to wean him off all, like, the Dilaudid, the set and all, the when they were trying to wean him off that, he said he went through such bad withdrawals. When he came home from the hospital, he only wanted his weed. I had no problem. I said, why? Because you're not going to get addicted. People can, but you're not going to get addicted to weed. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it was helping his case. And then I had parents on me because they're like, oh, you let your stepson smoke weed? It's better than him getting addicted to opioids.
A lot of people don't realize that marijuana is actually a municipal drug. It's not the marijuana that's the problem. It's the people. It's what they're doing to it, and they're adding into it. And
I only get marijuana from the dispensary, so.
Unfortunately, our biggest drug pushes are the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies.
Yep.
They are.
I agree with that. I was in a bad car accident, and I do take a light opioid. I take something called Nucenta. It's part an opioid and part nerve pain medicine, so it doesn't, like, make me loopy because I have titanium in my neck. So I don't take it every day, but when I'm in pain, I do take it. But I'm grateful, like, I didn't develop my mother's addiction. My mother passed away 10 years ago to a fentanyl overdose. My daughter was 4. I was 32.
It hits anybody. It doesn't. Unfortunately, those pharmaceutical drugs, because they are pharmaceutical and quote unquote supposedly legal, a lot of people say, "Oh, well, that's not a dark powder. The doctor prescribed it for me." Yeah, and the doctor gonna make you a junkie along with him.
Yep. People don't get it, but it doesn't happen to everybody though. But
it doesn't
happen
to everybody, but you can't be naive that it won't happen to you or the next person.
You're correct.
Can't be naive
to it. But that's why I shove it down. That's why I shove it down the kid's throat. Like, it can't happen to you. And I'm happy that my stepson smartened up, because I'm going to be honest with you, he was heading down the road. I didn't know what to do with him. And it's, you know,
give him the God. Give him the God. That's who will get at. A lot of times, we don't know, as adults, you know, you say, I don't know what to do. Well,
I sat there, and I said this to my stepson recently, because I don't know, I was having like a mini breakdown because I started getting sick again. I'm currently admitted in the Hackensack. I get to go home tomorrow, but like when I started like getting sick again. And, like, I didn't know what to do. And then, like, my stepson was like, you need to go get looked at. Like, I need you. Victoria needs you. Casey needs you, which is his girlfriend. You know, he's like, you don't understand how you changed my life, da-da-da-da-da. And that kind of, you know, made me realize, like, he's listened to everything I've ever told him. And I was almost crying. Like, not, you know, tears of joy that, you know, he was actually listening.
Well, that comes back to allowing and being a village. A lot of times parents make excuses why their kids do this and why they do that. And excuses are just that. They only satisfy the people that make them. And a lot of times people make excuses, so it makes them feel better about why they're doing the things that they're doing.
Yep, I agree.
first of all, before you can deal with any addiction, because there's many types of addictions. It's not just illegal drugs. If you drink, if you eat too much, yep. if you overshop too much, anything, it's an addiction.
Yep, I have a shopping addiction. I'll be the first to admit that.
And people have to know where did this addiction come from? What is it I'm not dealing with that I want to be so high that I don't have to deal with? And that's up
well,
to the end of
a lot of that, like you know, people getting high like that, it's trauma. Hello?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, okay. No, I heard a bunch of clicking. I wasn't sure if it was, like, hanging up or something. But you know, yeah, no, I mean, I'm fortunate, like, my, you know, he turned around, like, he's doing so good now, like, you know, he still smokes weed, and I have no problem with that again, but, you know, he's actually, like, going to school every day, like, he had a bunch of, he was absent, all, both my kids had attended this year, but we're not going to go there, like, COVID messed a lot of these kids up, like, some of them, like, my daughter, for example, like, my daughter don't know how to socialize properly because of COVID.
Yeah, COVID. And my mother died of COVID complications.
I'm sorry to show on.
Yeah, but look, Naomi, you are amazing.
Thank you. Why?
I don't know if when you home, you'll
be
able to talk like
tomorrow.
You talk when you here.
I
mean next week if I bring you on.
Oh,
the
yeah,
show.
No. I can talk whatever. That's fine.
So I'm going to wait a minute.
I always tell you to save my number, but you never save it, and then you don't know who I am when I text you.
Wait a minute. I'm doing all that right now. Wait a minute.
Your nephew has never saved my number. After all these years.
Yeah, she got cut off. She got cut off. But look, hold on. Getting ready to Gigi got cut off.
Yo, I love your aunt, bro.
Second.
She's off the I love her. She's off the hook.
I'm getting ready to save your number right now.
Mhm.
I am. Because you, something about you, and plus I also got to tell you, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
She's trying to get me to call her. I don't know, listen, everybody, I'm going to try something. I don't know if this is going to work. I'm going to try to call Gigi on the three-way. If it doesn't work and the show cut off.
It's not. You can call me and your aunt on three-way from your phone, so it doesn't really matter.
I got your number. It ended 6313. I got you. Just hold tight.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try this. No, not like that. Let's see if this. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi. Thank you. I don't know if the system.
I didn't know if it was going to let me call you on a three-way.
Oh.
But it did. Because we only got about like 10 minutes left, but. I really didn't want to
you
end
keep
the show
saying
without
that.
You being here.
You keep saying
no,
that, and already it's like
this show is supposed to end at 10, but I mean, you know, I go over sometimes.
Yeah.
When it's,
okay.
When it's
Jay Shore. Well, you knew my mother name, you did, but you know, my mom's birthday is coming up, so come on, let's take us a shot. Because, you know, Becky took her shot.
I can't drink. I have pancreatitis. I don't ever drink.
Oh, baby, I don't want you to drink. Don't worry. I'm going to take one for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Naomi, you can't drink at all? Never?
No. No, because I've got pancreatitis.
No, not with pancreatitis. Not at all.
Because it could...
It could be damage to her body.
It could do nothing. Or it could throw me into a flare, or it can kill... It can, like... Or the flare can... I can go into such a bad, like, pancreatitis attack from alcohol. To where, like,
yeah.
the organs are shutting down from a really bad attack. Nope.
Even if
she can't even drink any type of alcohol.
Nope.
Wow, that's deep. Can you smoke?
No, it's
smoke
fine.
Weed?
I mean, it's not a big deal. Yeah.
Can you smoke? Or you can smoke weed.
Mhm.
Okay. Well, puff pass.
I eat edibles.
I make edibles.
That's all right. That's all right.
I make edibles.
Sean.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
I also want to thank Naomi, because you wasn't on, Gigi, but Tuesday I'm going for that procedure when they stick the camera down your throat and look at your stomach.
Endoscopy.
I can't pronounce it, but. And Naomi really, really, I'm telling you, this is the truth from the bottom of my heart. All the people I talked to, they told me it was okay and everything. And from me looking at YouTube and being terrified, you really made me feel comfortable. Like, I'm not even worried anymore.
I was going to say, don't worry about it. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Your sleep, of course, with anything that they put you to sleep, there's always times and risks. But it's a simple procedure. It's a procedure that's done often. I've had it done several times.
I have
you
it
had
done
it,
every
you
6 months
too?
Because of my pancreatitis.
Yes, I've had it several times. I actually have to go, and I have my throat stretched every 2 to 3 years because
they
I have a narrowing. In my
they had to do that today for me. Because I had a stricture from my esophagus to my stomach, you know where your stomach opening is or your esophagus ends.
Mm-hmm.
I had a stricture there, and I couldn't eat. I was starving myself for 3 weeks. I lost like 40 pounds. My blood work is shit. Like my potassium's like 3.1. My hemoglobin's like 9.2. Like my blood work is like crappy. But it took. So my pancreatic specialist used to be out of Robert Woods, and now she's up in Hackensack, which was a lifesaver because she actually wasn't able to meet the rest of my medical team, and they kind of came up with a plan together because I have complications with everything. But she like, everything was coming back normal. Nobody could figure it out, and then she decides to look at my upper, you know, like when you got to drink the barium, and then, like, they take pictures and videos as it's going down. So they did that yesterday, or the day before. And so she was just going through, like, my CAT scan, like, everything all over again. And when she looked at, you know, the thing with the barium, she realized that I actually had a stricture. And that's what my issue was. Like, when I tell you I couldn't eat, I couldn't eat. I mean, I could eat, but it was so painful trying to get the food into, but it wasn't really. Yeah. And as soon as she did the procedure this morning, like, I feel like 150 times better. And it's kind of how we had gotten on the topic of his endoscopy because, like, I was, you know, explaining to him why I was in the hospital again. And I said I had, you know, the stricture and da-da-da-da-da. And then, like, yeah, but let me tell you, when she stretched it and I came out of anesthesia, you're fucked. And I came out of anesthesia, and, like, I went to the refrigerator, like, where the ice maker is, and I got, like, a Jell-O because I wanted to try it. And I realized I could eat, and it wasn't painful. I was so happy. And then we did, like, a pudding, and that was fine. And they let me do, like, a bland diet, and that's how I get to go home tomorrow. So I get to go home tomorrow,
which
I'm really happy about.
It sounds like, though, Naim, you got to stop stressing, girl, because it sounds like this stress.
Yes, part of my
issue.
Yes, you're correct, and I fully admit that. But there was also this time it wasn't just stress; it was also like a medical reason as to why I was like having like
like, issues. Because I think, like, again, all my tests are coming back normal. And even, like, the people from my medical group that work in Hackensack, like, and they've known me for years. And the one lady, Maureen, she's like, are you sure, like, this is not all stress? And I'm like, no, like, there's something medically wrong. And it really is something medically wrong. And then my pancreatic specialist realized what it was. And she had to get, like, a special camera from another hospital. I mean, a special balloon, I think, from another hospital to do it.
Balloon? I was going to say, not a camera.
I feel,
to go to the end of the
camera. Yeah, no. No, a special balloon to get in there.
That's what I said. A special balloon, not a special camera to go on the end of it.
Yeah, I kind of
I'm here
to hear
you talk.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. I've had lots of health issues. I've had all the stuff that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Been there, done that. I have to, right now to this very day, I have to take medications because I have severe acid reflux due to being intubated so many times.
No, mine's just because of the sleep.
But what I don't do, and which has helped me, and just try it, I stress about nothing and I give everything to God. Yes, we're going to go through. Yes, we're going to have health issues. But I don't sit, and the whole time we were talking about, this is the first time I'm saying to you about my health issues. I don't dwell on that. Doesn't mean that I don't have them. Let me finish before you say something, because I'm not saying that this is, you know, you. But let me tell you how to help yourself as far as with your health issues. Don't focus on what's going on. Focus on what you need to do to keep yourself together.
It's hard.
To keep
it's
from what's going on. Don't worry about nobody else's issues, not your problem. Don't worry about
like
the things you can't change, okay? Because stress, and even though you say you're not stressing subconsciously, we all stress about things we can't change. But when you realize that you can't change them, you do what you can do, and you leave the rest to God. I don't know if you're a religious person and anything ain't God, but let me tell you something. That has been keeping
me. And we believe in God.
Baby, I don't care what you are. I don't care what you are. I don't care what religion you are. None of that matters. It's not about what you are or what your religion or what you go by. It's about your relationship. Okay? It's about your relationship. It ain't about your denomination. It ain't about you being Jewish. It ain't about me being black. It ain't about me being a Baptist or whatever national, you know, religion. I'm non-denomination. I grew up all my life Baptist. But none of that matters. It's about the relationship. So you can have religion all day long, but if you got all that with no relationship, none of it matters. It's dead.
No, you're right.
It's about your relationship. I go through a whole lot of things, baby. I don't look like or sound like nothing that I've been through. Talking to me, you wouldn't know that I've been on life support 19 times. I've actually been pronounced dead. I've had 5 different strands of melanoma cancer. Okay? When they first diagnosed me, I was already stage 3 going into stage 4. I've had the congestive heart, all the things that they said I've had. But you know what I stand on? The fact that I'm healed by his stripes.
Yeah.
It's up to me. It's up to me. It's up to you to work through. You may not get over what you're going through, but you're going through it. You know what? If you understand what I mean, it ain't sometimes you go through. You may never get over it, but you go through it. Hey, son, I'll call you right. Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, I love your aunt.
I'm on the podcast.
She's awesome.
Guys, go ahead and continue to talk. I'm just going to mute the phone for a second.
No, that's fine.
All right.
I love her. She's awesome.
So Naomi, so you in Hackensack Hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you get discharged tomorrow?
I'm hoping. I don't know what time. I have to wait for somebody from my medical group to come in to let me know if I go home or not.
Hopefully they let you go home.
How you go? Where's your endoscopy on Tuesday?
Huh?
Where's your endoscopy on Tuesday?
Paramus.
Where in Paramus?
I don't know. I got to look on the paper.
Do you have a ride?
No.
Do you need a ride?
Yes.
Okay. What time do you have to be in Paramus?
At 2 o'clock.
In the afternoon. That's fine. So I can take you. I could pick you up, run you, drop you off, pick up the kids, drop them off, and then come back, hang out until you're done, and then bring you back if you need a ride.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Okay. Because I was, I didn't have a ride there. They want you to come there, but they want you to have a ride back, and I didn't have a ride back.
Yeah. Okay, well.
If you get out the hospital in time.
If anything, the latest I'll be out is Sunday, but I'm getting out tomorrow, so there's no reason for me to stay. Like, they fixed the issue. I feel better. It's time for me to go home.
Okay. Well, it's Tuesday. I got to be there at 2. So,
okay. So I'll take you up like 1:15. Because, like,
1:15, whatever. Anytime,
yeah,
because
you also have, like, paperwork you probably have to fill out, too, so.
Yeah. And I'm scared. I'm nervous.
It's fine. You'll be good. And, like, if you're having an issue with your stomach, they'll figure it out, so. And that's the best way to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what happened. I went to South Carolina New Year's Eve. I went to this guy. He's a millionaire, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his sight in a car accident, a trucking accident.
Wow.
And he's a millionaire. So he had a lot of people at his house. He paid for my round trip to South Carolina. He had a personal chef there for the whole weekend, and I just was eating for the whole weekend. The day I was supposed to leave.
And you came back with your stomach fucked up?
The day I was supposed to leave, I had a knot in my chest. So his wife was telling me drink hot water. I drank hot water. It went away. I came back to Patterson.
Okay.
I was cool for about 2 weeks, but in those 2 weeks, I was eating Chinese food, chicken store,
there you go.
Pizza store, and then it came back. My food is in my throat, and it goes up and down. Yeah.
Not to cut you off, but it sounds like you have acid reflux and you have GERD, what they call GERD. You said you're nervous, which is normal, but I'm going to tell you this. Do whatever you have to do, whatever you do that calms you, do that before you go in for this procedure. Going into any procedure, going into it with, you're going to be nervous anyway, but going into it with all of the what could happen, you're not going to be relaxed enough to, for them to see and do what they need to do. You got to remember, when they go in, they're going to put you to sleep. Okay? They're going to put you to sleep. You're not going to, I mean, they tell you the pros, the cons, but you know what my favorite thing is? Pray about everything. And just remember, the doctors are just who they are, doctors, and they can only predict, but he is the ultimate doctor. And y'all hear me say that a lot and talk about religion, and not that I'm this, you know, I don't do nothing wrong, I got it all together. No, I don't. But he is.
No, I never said that.
Everything, no, I know you didn't. Everything that I go through, even when I don't understand it and he don't take it away, he allows me to go.
You're here, you live somewhere else.
Look, check this out.
Okay.
So, I didn't finish the So, when I came back to Patterson, I start eating fried food and Chinese food and all that again. And then my food started feeling like it was in my throat. And it would go down and up, down to my chest, up, down and up.
And you can't
then,
do greasy fried foods.
No, nah. Then it started bothering me when I was, like, drinking water laying down. I used to could drink water laying down. But, I mean, don't forget, I'm older.
You're
now.
Old, too, so.
I will say, you're older now. You're older now. Your body changed. You do realize a lot of people don't understand. Our
your
body
changes,
changes
every 10 years.
Every, no, actually, it changes before, more than every 10 years.
Because
your body
really
has,
when I was young, I used to get hemorrhoids. I could use, because I was driving buses for New Jersey Transit, I could get Preparation H and use that for 3 days, and the hemorrhoids was gone. But now that I'm older.
Because you were sitting down too much.
Yeah, now that I'm older, the hemp, it doesn't work the same.
No, because your body has changed.
Yeah, and
our
then.
Our body actually changes. Excuse me, I don't mean to cut you off. But in real hindsight, the things that I went through and having specialists, your body actually changes every 3 years.
Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
And as you get older, things don't work the same as they did when you were younger.
Yeah, and I used to get heartburn, but I used to just drink cold water, and it would go away. Now it's different. So,
you know, a lot of people don't realize what heartburn and GERD is. It's an erosion of the esophagus.
Yep.
It's an erosion of the stomach. See, a lot of people don't realize the things that we do over the years, it kills the lining of our stomach. Aspirin.
But how can, but that's what I want to know. So
certain medication.
So
it kills the lining of your stomach.
But look, when they do that test and they go down your throat and look at your stomach, they'll be able to tell if you got GERD.
GERD, yes, they will. They'll know it right away.
They'll be able to see the erosion.
But just from what you're describing, you have GERD. It may be because there's different levels of GERD.
Yeah,
my different
food,
levels
it,
to it.
It stay in my when I eat. It stay in my throat like it's hard.
And certain foods. See what you have to do. A lot of people don't take the time. A lot of us don't Google, well, which we can Google now, but there were books before. We need to eat according to our blood types, and a lot of us don't.
I heard
a
about
lot
that.
Of people eat processed. Yeah, a lot of people eat processed foods. They eat quick, fast food stuff. And it's not a lot of times, it's the way we prepare the food. It's not the food that's the problem. It's the way we prepare the food. And then some of it is some things that just aren't good for our blood type.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't take the time to understand that. And a lot of us are obese and underweight or have resistant weight because of the way we eat and the way that we, the things we put into our bodies and the fact that we don't do the things that we need to do to keep things moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
The proper way that they're supposed to move.
I found out I was allergic to protein glycol a year ago. And
I have it.
Because it's in everything, I have to cook everything from scratch.
Hey, Gigi.
I eat the bread.
Yes.
When you was saying like you've been life support and all that stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
That's because of your asthma, right?
It was because of the asthma, and I found out later on my asthma was basically triggered because I'm very highly allergic to mold. If you live in New Jersey and you live around the water such as I do, if you live inland, you're pretty good. But if you live around the water, there's moisture. Moisture means there's mold.
Where do you live down by, okay, if you don't mind me asking?
I now live in North Carolina, but I grew up in Atlantic City.
Oh, okay.
So I had a lot of issues because I was a childhood asthmatic. I have had asthma all my life. Of course, in the time that I was born and coming up, they did not look at asthma as a death threat. You know, a lot of times asthma went undiagnosed. I grew up in the time where my mom, my grandmother thought castor oil, and, you know, the old-time remedies cured everything. So I went many of years without my asthma being diagnosed.
That's crazy.
And once it was diagnosed, I'm a teenager. What teenager you know want to take medicine all the time?
Mm-hmm.
So I went for years. I took the medicine when I felt bad. When I felt good, I ain't take no medicine. I was a teenager. So as an adult, my asthma never got big. People say you grow out of it. You never grow out of asthma. It goes dormant. You don't grow out of it. It goes dormant, and most people, when they get of childhood and it goes dormant, it does not bother them until they have a sickness or illness or they have a cold.
Yep.
Or they get sick.
Yes, every time I get pneumonia.
And so, I've had pneumonia over 25 times. By the time I was 40, I had already had pneumonia over 25 times. I can't even count. Yeah. Thank God now they have a shot that you take every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
With that shot, I've only had pneumonia a couple times, opposed to having it every 3 to 4 months because of the mold, the environment that I was living in. It wasn't even my home. I dusted. I did all that. But because I lived I lived in Atlantic City where it's nothing but the ocean around me. There's mold. And that's everywhere in Atlantic City. A lot of people don't even realize it. It wasn't the asthma that was killing me. It was the mold that was triggering the asthma. I've been in North Carolina now since 2016. I've been in the hospital 3 times for asthma. And the two of those times were due to COVID, which triggered the asthma. January the 21st, to be exact, I went into respiratory failure due to COVID. We are now at the 26th, what is it? It's not 12 o'clock yet. The 26th of April, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the side effects due to the COVID respiratory failure.
Are you had COVID too?
I've had COVID twice. The first time it did not mess with my respiratory. The second time
it did.
I went into respiratory failure. I stopped breathing. I have no idea. It was in seconds. I wasn't feeling well for a couple of days. I took two COVID tests. They came back negative. Nothing came back positive. The weather was changing. We had cold. We had hot. We had cold. I don't know if you guys know anything about the South, but we have all four seasons in one day sometimes.
Yeah, no. I used to live in Myrtle Beach, so.
Yes, because of the COVID, and I said, I had it said towards the end of January. We are now at the end of April. I still have the side effects from the COVID. Had I had the COVID that I had in January, had I had that 2-3 years ago, I would have been on a vent again, and I possibly would not have made it through. Because when I went out this time, by the time I was able to call 911 and they picked up, I couldn't even talk. I couldn't even talk to them. All I could do was keep tapping my phone. So there's a lot that goes with you going through what you're going through, but I'm going to tell you now, try to do whatever you have to do to relax. And whatever you do.
I try.
When did you say you have your procedure?
This is Tuesday.
Don't drink
it's
nothing
on.
Else. Do he sleep? He went to sleep.
Deshaun.
I'm here. Did you hear anything that I said?
No, I heard everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you really, like I said, the most important thing, you don't drink no more alcohol from tonight, whatever you're drinking, don't drink nothing else. You really should have had at least 4 to 5 days with no alcohol because, unfortunately, alcohol, you know, thins our blood.
Because
it causes you to bleed more. Not that you're going to have any bleeding that you know of, but you got to remember they're sticking a tube down your throat. There's going to be irritation. The most that you should have after this procedure is a sore throat.
Yes.
You have a sore throat. Now, one of the things that you do, I mean, that could happen, and I do not, I'm saying this because I want you to understand the procedure that you're going through. What could happen, they could puncture something. Most doctors don't. It's a what if. It could happen, not meaning that it will happen. If you go in tensed and they put you to sleep, you have to remember, when you're tense, when you go to sleep, you're going to still be tense. It relaxes you physically, but you got to remember mentally. A lot of people don't understand that. What you go into any surgery with mentally could cause your risk.
Yep. Because
so
every time I go under anesthesia and come out of anesthesia, I cry.
You cry? Well,
I cry every time.
I just give God all the praise and all the honor and glory. But that's to each his own.
No,
but I'm gonna tell you,
my anxiety. I can't help it.
Oh no, that's a normal thing. I've done this so many times that I it's about, again, it goes back to your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not for everybody, and I don't want nobody to say, oh, she this, no, because I drink. But God knows my heart, and I don't hide nothing from him because guess what? I can't. I'm still a work in progress. But wholeheartedly,
with all
my heart, everything that's in me, I give it to the Lord. He know who I am. He know his daughter, a little cray-cray. But those that say that they not cray-cray and they got it all together, they lying.
I was telling Jason earlier, you know, I was like, people think because I have money, I have no problems.
Oh, you got more
money
problems than anybody,
because
let me tell you what your biggest problem is.
Stress.
You always worrying about your money.
Mm-mm. I don't worry about my money.
And when I say that, I don't mean you physically worrying about your money. But you always worrying, are people really my friend because of who I am? Or are they my friend because of what I have and what I could possibly do for them? If
Auntie G, let me tell you, okay? Normally, people show their true colors, okay? I've cut a lot of people off because it's one thing if you have an emergency, you ask me for help. But when you constantly ask me and ask me and ask me and ask me, after a while, I'm done. Like, again, there's
you know,
a difference between
I'm
going to
ask you one question. With all the money, whatever you have,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't solve your health issues, does it?
Nope. And that's why I feel like somebody, I don't talk to anymore. They were like, oh, I wish, like, you know, I could live your life. And I turned around and I said, okay, cool. Like, you could have my money, but you also take my illnesses with you.
I'm
going
to ask you another question. And this, I'm asking you this question, not trying to be. Are you rich or are you wealthy? Now, you got to watch how you answer that, because none of it has to do with physical money.
No, I know, and I know where you're getting at, and I'm definitely, like, wealthy. Like, my little circle, I know they're true. You know?
Okay.
I don't like one-way
attention.
Are you wealthy with the aspect that you don't mind? You're wealthy, but you don't mind helping others? I'm not talking about the leeches. I'm not talking about the ones that have alternative money motives, because a lot of people that are rich, they are for themselves. But a wealthy person doesn't want to be just wealthy for themselves. They want to be wealthy that they may be able to help someone else that's in need.
No, I do help other people a lot, but like I said, again, there's a difference between an emergency and being a grifter and constantly begging for money.
Now, do you pray about anything that you give anybody, or do you just hand out money?
I don't just hand out money.
Because
like,
let me tell you something.
For example, if somebody needs a bill paid, I will pay the bill. I do not hand
over
cash.
Okay, but listen to what I'm saying. That's no.
Okay.
When I ask that question,
mm-hmm.
because some people, we have to pray about everything we do, because sometimes we're not supposed to help them, because when we do help them, we don't become a helper. We become an enabler.
Well, see, certain people, I was becoming an enabler, and those are the people I cut out because, again, there's a difference, like, there's this girl that I raised from when she was, like, 15. Her father did not so nice things to her, and I ended up taking over custody of her. And she had an emergency with her son, and she had to get meds for him. I obviously gave her the money because she doesn't ever, you know what I'm saying, she never asks. I have an ex-friend
that has
10 kids. Well, I'm about to give you another example. I have an ex-friend that has 10 kids, but, like, we're not going there. And she was constantly asking for money. And I would help, and I would help, and I would help. And then it got to the point where last year I had it for a while, and I fought it on and off because I have a port. So the substance went into my port, and the doctors never took – they should have taken my port out with the first batch of substance. They never did. So, I've had one for 3, and I love my port. Let me tell you,
I love not having to
be stuck a million times. 3
Okay, you've had your port for how long?
3 years.
I've had mine for over 20.
I know, I heard. That's impressive.
I actually had the put before I was diagnosed with cancer.
Okay.
I asked you that question, and not trying to get into your business, but I want you to see why I mean, I want you to not just see, but have understanding why I asked you the questions that I had. I asked you. Has nothing to do with your money, has nothing to do with your wealth. It has to do with you continuing to be wealthy, or are you a fool and your money and you will depart? And when I say a fool, I don't mean physical.
Oh, never mind. I'm gonna finish listening to you. You're talking about like hypothetical. I get it now. Continue.
Yes. Okay. Deshaun, I know how much time do we have because I know we need to end the show.
Yeah, we got about 8 minutes and then we're going to close out.
Okay, before we hang up, guys, and I know Deshaun actually usually says this, but if you know his Cash App, please support the show. It has nothing to do with you supporting him. It has to do with he has to also pay for ads and different things to continue to keep his show going. We enjoy listening and him coming on every week. We all have to stand and take our part and support the show. What you like, if you like what you like, support it. Don't put an amount on it. You do the best that you can do. But just remember, if you going out and you buying Nike and you buying Louis Vuitton and Coach and all that, you're not asking them how much the price is. You just go in the store and pay it. So just remember, he comes on and he does this show out the kindness of his heart that helps everybody at some point or other, no matter what the topic is or what's going on. Because I'm going to tell you, I know, and I don't know if you guys hear me say that he's my nephew. He is my great niece's father. You know, I've always looked at Deshaun as my nephew. No, blood may not connect us, but love does. I don't talk to him every day.
You don't have to be blood.
I may not talk to him, but I tell you what, if he ever called me and said he was in need, I'm there. So if you have enjoyed the show or you enjoy any of the shows, any of the things that he do, because he goes beyond just the show, I know for a fact that he also works in the community, not just him, but also others that's listening. Support the show. If you can't support it, guess what? There's nothing never too small or nothing never too big.
That's true.
Exactly. Even 50 cents, even a penny.
And whatever you have.
My Cash App is $JASHONJ. $JSHONJ. Yo, let me tell you before they cut us off. Gigi. And Naomi coming back on next week. I'm gonna call you Naomi for week. I'm gonna call you tomorrow, so we can talk more how we gonna set up how we gonna set up the show for next week, because it's a lot of people who wanna
tell your aunt what you were doing.
Your story and they wanna hear about your journey and your story. Gigi, you never had the surgery to lose weight, right?
No, and I refuse to have it. My doctors are telling me now, but this is just my opinion on this. I am on my weight loss journey for health reasons, not because, let me tell y'all something, I'm a sexy big black woman. Okay?
Hold up. Gigi is a sexy big white woman.
You better stop telling people.
Yo, she is.
I'm other, because I'm all of them mixed in one.
Gigi is a Naomi is a big, sexy white woman.
I'm all of them mixed in together, so guess what? I love people. I don't care what your nationality is or what your color is.
Thank you.
As long as you give me respect.
See? Your nephew earlier was like asking me if I've ever met people. I said, yeah. He's like, is it true when 2 o'clock you never go back? I'm like, no. I'm like, I date all races. Like, it depends on, like, how we get along. And, like, I don't go by
you. Oh,
you're
my kind of girl,
because
I'm an international girl, too, now. The rainbow come in 7 different colors. And the rainbow don't mean, listen, I don't want nobody to think that I'm discriminating, because what you like is whatever you like. Me, professionally, I prefer men. I only want a man. Can't a woman can't do nothing for me. And it come in seven different colors. But what I prefer is one of my brothers. But if I ain't got that, guess what? Whatever comes my way and understands who I am and whose I am, okay?
Exactly.
So just be good and be who you are and love the skin that you're in and give people respect.
Exactly.
Respect people. We got to be our brother and sister's keeper. It doesn't matter what color you are, because there's good and bad in every nationality.
Yep.
Amen.
I always say that. Like, and people are like, no. I'm like, yeah.
But I'm going to say this, and Naomi, I'm just psycho hopper. Don't take this seriously. But any of my white listeners on here, anything that you want to ask black people, ask us. Don't beat around the bush. Don't be weird. Because some of y'all weird, just weird as hell.
I love you.
Love people for who they are, and when somebody show you who they are, believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Just showing, that's all I have to say for that. End of your show.
It's been a real show. Naomi, I'm going to call you, because we gonna connect next week, because a lot of people want to hear what you got to say about that. It's a surgery, a sleeve.
Mhm. Yep. I can do that.
I'm gonna figure out how I'm gonna word everything, how I'm gonna do the flyer, and you come out here and you tell the real, you tell your truth. You know what I mean?
Well, like I said, doctors like downplay, like, oh, I mean, yeah, it is safe. You know, again, they don't talk about the complications that people have.
Okay, guys,
and
I'm
going
to also try to get my sister. I have an older sister that had the sleeve done that was 200, almost 300 pounds, such as I am. My sister had the sleeve done. I'm going to say now it's been maybe I'm going on 4 years. My sister now is just 100 and maybe 8 pounds. Because of the complications with sleeve.
Yep.
So I'm gonna try to get her to come on the show with you, Deshaun, if you don't mind. And if
that's cool.
She can tell you fine.
Because more than one person.
But for any of my black sisters that's on here, and I'm not discriminating, but I'm telling you, the sleeve is not for black women. If you decide you want to have a weight loss surgery, you have to go through the procedures. But for black women, gastro bypass is for black women. The sleeve
that's
is not made for black women.
Too.
And that is a medical. That is for what I'm saying is for only educational purposes. I'm not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not a medical specialist in that. I just know personally what I have, patients that I have treated, and personally what my own sister has went through having that sleeve. And if possible, I may have young lady to come on that has had the gastro bypass. So you can
Naomi had the sleeve done?
Yeah, the sleeve.
The sleeve, and
okay.
I have to get it revised for the bypass.
Mm-hmm. Now, my sister, ended up losing. My sister, unfortunately, she went through a series of her sleeve had a puncture in it and no doctors caught it until it was too late. And she actually had to have her, they had to make her a stomach.
Yeah.
Well, we're going, that's what we're going to talk. I hope you could come on, Gigi, next week. Cause
I'm hoping I can come on, and if I can't get my sister to come on, I'm going to have her send me
okay,
all
well,
the information
what,
that she's with, you know, the information that, well, I know what she went through, but medically
show,
some of the things I don't know.
That's what this show is going to be about next week, because, like, Naomi really opened my eyes to a lot of shit tonight, even when she said she never really tuned in because she thought it was always going to be about sex and all that, but we talk about everything.
We talk about everything.
No, but I'm saying it's good because she tuned in. Now she got to see that we talk about everything. But anyway, look,
yeah.
We can make sign out everything now. I want to thank Gigi. I want to thank Naomi. I want to thank everybody that's listening to the show tonight. We still got people listening. I see the phone lines.
Really?
Thank you, all the listeners. Although this was not a show that was you guys would have called exciting.
but no, sometimes you gotta do real life stuff.
Like Naomi don't know. She never heard the Gigi. She never heard the shows when we going buck wild about sex and cheaters, and she never heard that. So it's a good thing. But like you were saying,
I was able to tune in tonight because I happened to. I was scrolling on TikTok and I realized today was Friday, and I'm like, oh, I'm actually like, I have nothing to do. Like, I can actually listen.
I appreciate you tuning in. You came right in. I didn't even tell you when you press one. Like, Gigi always come on. Like I said, it's a lot of people that's afraid to come on my show and talk to me because they think, I don't know what they think. But you came right on from the beginning, and it was like you wasn't even afraid. Like, you jumped right in it, and that's what it's all about.
Well, once I realized it was your show, and then, like, you were talking about stuff, and I'm like, oh, I need to, like, interject in this, so. Oh, yeah.
But look, we getting ready to end the show before we get cut off. It's getting ready to cut me off.
Okay.
But look, thanks to Gigi. Thanks to Naomi. Hope y'all tune in next week. Thanks to all the listeners that's on the show. Don't forget that tomorrow night we got, if you go on YouTube, we got Peep Game TV on Saturdays. We got Peep Game TV. That's my brother, Shadi. He got a show on YouTube. Just like I'm saying it, that's how you type it. Peep.
Okay, and also don't forget Lisa's show.
Oh, yeah, my sister's show was on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. It wasn't on last night because they had technical difficulty. And that's the lineup right now. Thursday with my sister, Friday with me keeping it real, and then Saturdays on YouTube with the Peep Game TV. So, you know, spread the love around. I appreciate everybody came in. Gigi, friend to the show. Naomi, friend to the show. Y'all. And what I like most about it is that, Gigi, you're from a different nationality than Naomi, and Naomi's from a different nationality. You and y'all came out here and y'all spoke from, y'all represented y'all cultures, and y'all did it in a professional,
for
professionalism. And I really appreciate it, even though I know I'm going to get called tomorrow, because I've seen a lot of people hanging up. So people going to be calling me off there, man. I didn't like the show. It was okay, but I don't really care because we universal. We talk about it.
I don't
want
to know
that. I have my normal.
We don't know sit up here and talk about sex and
all
that shit
like
that.
I ate the tuna fish out of the room.
I'm
going
to say to everybody, keep a smile, not a frown. Keep it up, not down. God over everything.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Naomi.
What? My nurse is here. So.
Naomi.
Yeah.
Okay, tell her to tune in next week. Hey, Naomi, I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, give me a call tomorrow.
All right. All right. So, everybody, yo, peace. It's been a great show from the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online podcast. Until next week, yo, we out of here. Peace.
All right, everyone, have a good night. Love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.